السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد, what Allah love versus what we love. Sometime we lose it. We lose the basic just for ego, arrogant, stubbornness, shortcoming, stingy, jealousy, envy, the disease of the heart. Imagine if the disease of the heart become beloved to me than what Allah love. Allah love humble, humility, thanks, show gratitude, be good, try to be good. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. Akhira. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love those who show gratitude to each other. This message, I'm recording it, and believe me, very soon, really, I might need to run away again. Look at the condition of the ummah and the condition of the heat and the signs. Are we show gratitude to each other? Are we value each other? Imagine we claim we love each other for Allah, and somebody tried to be good to me for years, initiating all the goodness for me, and I act up against him. Why? What he did? What he did against me. We cannot take advice. We cannot even take love. We cannot take care. To somebody care for me, I don't want it. My ego above the love and care and love of Allah and the benefit for me and my family and the ummah. Imagine. And you add to that to be alert about the time. We are in a very, very, very special Mubarak time. One of the signs of the mu'min to be alert about the time. Time extremely important, especially the beloved time to Allah. The exalted time to Allah. Imagine, I don't care, astaghfirullah al-azim. I have no respect for the time. Astaghfirullah al-azim. My dear brother and sister in Islam, we are running very fast, very fast, to fitan, big time. And this fitan, one of the first thing, we have no respect to the elder. We have no respect to the one who is good to us. We have no value. With every word, we're ready to smack. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Even in the most Mubarak time, in the most beloved time to Allah, in the most time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pouring the goodness for you. What it mean? I supposed to be in a state of gratitude and thanks and dhikr and dua and salah ala nabi. Yes, I might be going through hardship, but which one is higher? My hardship or the love of Allah, akhirah? Show gratitude, respect, care and love. Imagine when our ego and arrogance become above, all of the above, This why, if you go back to my recording long time ago, all the disease of the heart is called blindness. Ego blindness, arrogant blindness, envy, jealousy blindness, stingy blindness, any quality not beloved to Allah is blindness. And the more we have it, the more Allah will blind us. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What happened when I am in a state of blind in the time of fitna? I cannot see the truth. I cannot realize the truth. I cannot see my direction. And most of all, deep inside my heart, I'm not living the thanks, the gratitude, the contentment, the peace within. Ya Allah, my dear brother and sister in Islam, be careful. We in it big time. And at this time, if you cannot be good, run away. If the environment will causing fitna, run away. If the environment has no respect and no value for you, run away. Run away. Save your iman. Save your tranquility. Save your peace. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Imagine we are in a very close to the most beloved days to Allah. Do you know what it means? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants me to be super careful. To be for Him. With Him. In a state of obedience. In a state of love. Show gratitude. Dhikr. Dua. Ubudiyya. I will tell you soon about the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to what we're supposed to do in these days. And you will be shocked when you hear the biggest advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us with thanks, honor us with show gratitude, honor us with humble and humility. Honor us with thanks and show gratitude to those who try to be good to us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said, whoever do not thank people, do not thank Allah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. My dear brother and sister in Islam, then sell your iman to nobody. Nobody deserves to lose iman for them. If nobody value you, keep going. If nobody respect you, keep going. If nobody value your advice, keep quiet. And this my message is for me. This for me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the ego and arrogance and blindness of the disease of the heart, and make us a pure servant of Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.